Liam, a bit of a roller coaster game. What's your view on it?
Exactly that, really. I thought first half, you know, obviously we put a team out to compete well, and we expect to win that game and score goals, which we certainly scored goals. But in the first half, we were very, very slack in our possession, which, you know, it's cost us a couple of goals. I thought we felt we certainly shored that up at half time. And we limited them to next to nothing in the second half, where we created quite a few chances, and I felt like if we scored early enough, which we generally did, I thought we'd go on and win the game, and possibly should have done in the end.
Yeah, it was quite uncharacteristic of the side in the first half, the way you've defended all season so far.
Yes, it was, and it's great the lads can sit down and learn from it. You know, don't forget we've got 11 players missing today, so the lads have been thrown together. Certainly, you know, Adam May playing right back, it's not his natural position, but they've got good minutes out of that, and they've got good sharpness. You know, Smudge has gone on the pitch and got the match ball, which is great. All our strikers have had minutes this week, and certainly everybody's had good minutes, you know, including the Exeter game as well.
Yeah, I have to ask you about Michael Smith. Obviously, he hasn't even been in the squad the last time he comes in today. It's not just a hat-trick, it was three brilliantly taken goals.
Yes, certainly. That's what you've seen from Michael last year. That's why we brought him to the club. He'll be a good player for Portsmouth Football Club, will Michael, especially when he applies himself like that, and he possibly could have had a couple more as well.
But for a striker like him, a hat-trick, the confidence someone must gain from that.
Listen, football's about confidence. It's about confidence and players. People complicate it with formations and this and that, but it's about confidence and players. And you get 11 confident players out on that pitch, more than likely you'll win games. And, that's certainly what the manager tries to breed through myself and the staff onto the players.
You mentioned the second half. You must have felt, with all the pressing, you were going to grab an equaliser there.
We did. I mean, I think after 15 minutes, you know, a couple of lads said on the bench, there's only one team going to score. You know, and we did, and certainly expected to... or should have scored again, to be honest. It would have been an interesting finish.
Great to see Matt Clark back in action and an hour under his belt tonight.
Fantastic, because Clark has worked hard, you know, off the off-season from last year, you know, with the injuries, worked tirelessly hard with the fitness lads and the physios, Procky and Nick Meese, and they've done really well to get him back. And, you know, hopefully there's no reaction from tonight and he can kick on and go from strength to strength tonight.
You obviously made those 11 changes. Paul said, obviously, there's rules about what you can and can't do, but I guess you've always said you'll do what is... the best for you believe in the football club. Is that why you've made that decision tonight?
Yeah, certainly we've got a squad, and it's important that we try and keep that squad happy, that squad functioning, and no secret, our bread and butter is the league, and we'll try and certainly get to the top, and once we're there we don't want to be moved. So this is a great opportunity to get lads minutes and match sharpness, and I think we've got that tonight.
Do you just have to accept there might be an EFL fine, or do you just not concern yourself with that?
In my opinion, I don't think any outside source should dictate what you do and how you run your business or your football club. Certainly through the manager, myself, the chief exec, etc., we'll run our football club how we see fit. As we've done tonight, I think it's been a great certainly advertisement for football. He's been 7 goals and good minutes for our lads.
Final couple, Amin Lingandi and Liam O'Brien's contracts, I think, run out tomorrow. Is there a word on whether they'll be extended?
Yeah, they've both signed. They've already signed, so thankfully they'll be at the club for a little while longer.
Is that till January, end of the season, or...?
It's a short-term contract. I think they're still in talks with regards to what's going on first and foremost, but you must speak to the manager about that.